Everything that God said of Jesus did, we got document for it. It's written. It's proof. His resurrection, 500 brethren saw him at once. Now give me a record of how many saw Muhammad get up. You don't even have one. But we have on record here 500 at one time saw him, that he was alive. They touched him. They ate with him. He cooked some fish and fed them. Tell me about Muhammad. You can't bring none of that up and document it. You can lie about it and none of it is true, but this is proof. Yet reason comes and says, well, it won't happen this time. Or how do you feel about that? Shut up, feeling. This is what I believe about this. God said it and it's the truth. And I'm not moving from this. Now watch it. Are y'all in the house? So, shouldn't make you waver when you know the truth in your heart. You just speak and stand on what you know. And let's look at the story of Daniel. Are you ready for it? Daniel 6:5. Then said these men, We shall find an occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then the president, the princes assembled together to the king. Now watch this. And that's why you got to watch how people try to blow your head up. Look what they said. Now why you want to make a law for this 30 day, why don't you just set a law in motion? But what they set a law had him and pumped him up like he was somebody special. For 30 days, back blew up in their face. You just listen to the story. He said unto them, King Darius, live forever. The president, the kingdom, the president of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the council, the captain, had consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, why you want to make that? You know what they're trying to do? Trying to figure out a way to get Daniel. You know what the devil, you know how the devil try to make you think it's going to take 30 days? Trying to get you off your faith. You ain't going to get it. He always come up with some kind of reason trying to make you back away and doubt God. No, that's why I constantly, because that word is a life-giving source. The word of God is to my spirit what food is to my body. If I eat this word, my spirit lives strong. If I depart from this word, my spirit come weak and vulnerable to the attacks. And it called me to cave in and not walk out my faith in that situation. Are y'all listening to me? But when I have my faith, my spirit strong and full of the word, then when those attacks come, I attack back. So where do we stop it? What verse we stop it? All right. He said, establish a Ross, have consulted together to establish a Ross statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask the petition of any god or man, of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Verse 8. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which aldest not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, all right, he went into his house. This is what I like about a person. And see, when you're in faith, when you trust God, he went into his house and his window was being open. In his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down, he knelt up on his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God, before his God, as he did aforetime. Didn't change a thing. Just kept around, like, kept right on, like they ain't like nothing to happen. And that's what you got to do to the devil. He come trying to bring some threats, and you just act like he ain't said nothing. Just keep right on speaking the word. Keep right on praising God. Keep right on making your confession. Keep right on doing what the word said. Too much of the time, we give too much attention to what the devil is saying. And he lying all the time. I hope I'm helping somebody. Then these men assembled, found Daniel praying, making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that any man that shall ask the petition of any god or man within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alters not. And he answered, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captive of Judah, regardest not, O king, the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself. See, he thought he had done a great thing. But when he heard this, he knew he had been duped. You know what I mean by that? Even he had been deceived. Was so displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then there these men assembled unto the king and said unto him, unto the king, king, said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. Now watch it. And the king sealed it with his own signet. And with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Watch it.